Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katsimatidis here, Sunday morning. Well, the Far East, China, Afghanistan. What the heck is going on? Today with us is Gordon G. Chang, and his Twitter feed is at Gordon G. Chang. And Gordon, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, John, and thank you so much.
There's so many things happening in the world. I don't know. I really don't know where to begin. I mean, China, Afghanistan. Dad, you give us the lowdown.
Okay. Thursday evening, President Biden held a phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, the General Secretary of the Communist Party. And it does not appear that they made too much progress, but they did continue the conversations. And at least from an American perspective, that's really, I guess, a measure of progress. But clearly, Xi Jinping is moving in directions which are very dangerous, not only with regard to the United States, but also to neighbors such as Taiwan and India. And also, there are new reports that there is going to be another purge inside the Communist Party. Put that all together, it's a very dangerous brew.
How is China starting to move in to Afghanistan? Are they going to take possession of all the minerals in northern Afghanistan? I even heard a rumor that they want our old air base.
Well, they certainly want Bagram. They, I think, have been scouting it. And if they don't take it over immediately, they probably will wait a little bit. But clearly, they want facilities there. And, you know, when you look at the rest of the world, the Chinese have taken, for instance, old Soviet facilities, such as the listening post at Lourdes in Cuba. And so China's also inserted itself into other places in our hemisphere and around the world. They're not formal military bases. Beijing only has one acknowledged offshore base that's in Djibouti in the Horn of Africa. But nonetheless, there are Chinese military presences all over the world.
What keeps you up at night? Have they been making any additional moves on Taiwan?
Well, certainly they've been making moves on Taiwan because there are now almost daily incursions into Taiwan's air defense identification zone. And it's not just one or two planes. So, for instance, on Sunday, there were 19 planes, and they've been sending in their nuclear-capable H-6K bombers, which is really a warning not only to Taiwan, but also to the United States. And if the question is, what keeps me up at night, it's almost everything that's going on in China, because there's too much news, John. And when there's too much news, it means that things are probably out of control.
We had a press conference on 9/11 on Friday, and we talked about China. And what's the current relationship of, like, North Korea to China?
China is spending much more in the way of resources on North Korea, and there's been a lot of aid and transfers of items which are in violation of UN sanctions. I think it's an indication that Beijing is really worried about the internal stability in North Korea. They've got an economic slowdown. They've got the coronavirus epidemic, which the North Koreans do not acknowledge. And they have what looks like to be a food shortage, which could end up being almost as bad as the famine in the mid-1990s, when you had somewhere between 200,000 to 300,000 to maybe 2 to 3 million North Koreans die from starvation.
That's a hard thing to believe, starvation in this day and age. My God. Video games. The Chinese all of a sudden have put a limit on video games. And how do you view that?
Well, Beijing wants control, and it believes that Chinese society is going in directions it doesn't like. So the Communist Party. So, for instance, it's not just a ban on video games during weekdays. It's also, for instance, they're going after fan clubs of celebrities. They're going after what they call effeminate men, the girly boys. And that's the way the terms that they use. And it's really just an indication of Communist Party rectitude. The one thing that Xi Jinping is doing is he's trying to manage behavior all the way down, not just political behavior, but also social behavior. And they're trying to micromanage society. And that's just the way communists act, and especially Xi Jinping, who believes in rectitude. he believes in sort of like the Maoist type of society. And that's not the way China's going right now. And so he's trying to rein it in.
Now, in America, we have many, many problems with our youth. The video games is a big problem with our youth. I mean, some kids maybe play 20 hours a week. And it looks like China is concerned and they're taking it under control. The other problem we have in America is drugs. Is there any drug problem in China?
Not as much. And the reason is that drugs have this historical sort of resonance because they go back to the so-called opium wars of the mid-1850s. And China has built a narrative, which is not historically accurate, but they have this narrative of the British trying to sell opium in ways which, you know, is just abhorrent. The problem with the Chinese narrative is that the Chinese were also selling opium to themselves. And so it was really just a question of a turf war. But that's not the way the Communist Party propagates it. And so they've been very, very strict in regulating illegal substances. But in the southern part of the country, near Thailand, near Burma, basically it's a Wild West type situation where the Communist Party has not been effective on drugs. But on the rest of the country, they've been pretty good about being able to prevent substantial drug usage.
Is the Chinese going to support the Taliban and to make sure that 85,000 Talibans keep control of 30 million Afghanistanis?
China has been able to support the Taliban through thick and thin. This goes back before 9/11. The Chinese have been selling small arms to the Taliban, which were used to kill American and NATO forces. And there's been, indeed, up through last December, Chinese agents in Afghanistan working with the Haqqani network were actually paying sums for the killing of Americans. So this relationship between the Taliban and Beijing is very thick, and we can basically forecast it's going to continue. And basically, China will be the main outside support for the Taliban.
Is there going to be a confrontation sooner, or is just everybody's just flexing muscles?
I think that there will be a confrontation unless Washington changes its approach to Beijing. We have been adopting this engagement theory for almost a half century, and it hasn't worked. I think that if we start trying to deter Beijing rather than trying to engage it, we will get to a better place. This was what President Trump was doing, but Biden has reversed much of that approach. And so, therefore, I think we're on a way which is encouraging the Chinese to be even more aggressive. The debacle in Afghanistan has convinced Beijing that it can do what it wants. And that, of course, is a very dangerous situation.
Gordon Chang, thank you for updating the American people. And I remind everybody, if you want to get updated daily, Twitter feed is at Gordon G. Chang. And thank you for everything you do, keeping every American informed. God bless you and God bless America.
Well, thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.